So let's take Ashwini Nakshatra, the very first one. Remember, just to recap, Ashwini has the raw power of initiation of everything, right? It's a nakshatra ruled by Ketu and it falls in the sign of Aries, governed by Mars. And there are the four padas you can see, from Dharma going up till Moksha. So if your ascendant or any planet or point is in Aries, in the first pada, that's an absolute raw form, so to speak, something like a soul form, you might say. Okay, so it goes natal Aries, and your Navamsha ascendant will also be Aries if your ascendant is here. Likewise, if any planet, Mercury, is in Aries in the second pada, it goes to Taurus in the Navamsha. So this is the table I have stuck in here. It's also carried out in previous nakshatra series. You can watch the entire playlist. There's a whole lot of them. So we will examine now in this podcast what happens when a planet or a point, even Rahu Ketu or even ascendant, goes from natal to Navamsha. Remember the rules of the Navamsha, which we did in the previous one? If you don't know what that is, you can go recap that. The same rule applies to all the 27 nakshatras. So whatever is in Navamsha is your internal self, that energy, that planet, that karaka. And coming back to natal, it brings it to the physical reality. That's the way we are examining this. Each one of the padas. So just to remember, keep in the background, if more planets or points are there, if there is conjunction aspect, just follow the basic rules. All this is covered even in my basic Vedic astrology course, which is for members. If you want to just check it out, follow all the rules, follow all the karaka rules. Also, if there are one or more points in any one of these, Aries being a very strong Martian energy, being the lord of that house, wherever it sits in, you have to examine the condition of the dispositor in this case. Let's say if Mercury, Jupiter and Moon, right? Mercury, Jupiter and Moon are sitting in Ashwini, in different padas maybe, but still in Aries, okay? What happens to it if they are sitting in one of these padas of Ashwini? How they will act, how powerful they are or debilitated they are, depends upon the strength of where Mars is sitting. Suppose Mars sits in the sign of Cancer, it is debilitated there. In water signs, a fiery planet like Mars doesn't do very well, right? Obviously. So you have to check the condition always of the dispositor. If you say, I've got A, B and C planets sitting in Aries, but I'm not getting any results. Well, check the condition of Mars. Also check if Malefic is aspecting that Mars, if Saturn is aspecting that Mars, or if Rahu Ketu is aspecting that Mars, it'll get worse. Okay? It'll become too over-amplified, if it's case of Rahu there. It'll become too slow and extended if Saturn is aspecting. And Ketu, of course, you'll become too detached. Mars and Ketu is like a something like a spiritual warrior. He's detached from things. He'll do things, take action. But there is no expectation of result. Mars becomes sort of headless here. So always remember these kinds of rules. Look at the dispositor of the sign itself. Aries, Ashwini falls all within Aries itself. So obviously you have to look at where Mars is sitting, the lord of Aries. Before you go on to nakshatra pada, see how Mars is placed. If it's placed in fire signs or air signs, it'll be stronger as opposed to water signs. Now let's get into the podcast and examine each one of the padas.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Ashwini Nakshatra. Subtitle, Soul Intentions Across the Natal Navamsha Shift. Introduction, The Spark of the Zodiac. Ashwini Nakshatra marks the very beginning of the Zodiac, 0 degrees to 13 degrees 20s of Aries. It is ruled by the Ashwini Kumaras, the celestial physicians. It carries the energy of quick action, healing, beginnings, and divine intervention. But what truly unlocks the meaning of this nakshatra is breaking it down by pada, each one spanning 3 Grees 20s and falling in a different Navamsha sign. This shift from natal Rashi to Navamsha not only changes the elemental nature, but dramatically alters how a person processes karma and acts in the world. Let's decode each pada of Ashwini. what the person is internally trying to accomplish, how it plays out in their external life, and what inner correction might be required. Ashwini Pada 1, 33 to 20 Aries, Navamsha sign, Aries, Dharma, element, fire to fire, no elemental shift, expression, survival mode, self-centered drive. Natal attitude, bold, fast, instinctive, does first, thinks later. Strong physical energy, desire to act, and heal others by leading the way. Often born to parents of contrasting temperaments, a father guided by education and ethics, Jupiter-like, a mother with warrior instincts, Mars-like. Navamsha inner world, internally doubles down on Martian fire, headstrong, impulsive, raw survivalist mentality. Doesn't like interference, wants full independence even if reckless. Karma is often about dealing with early deception before maturity sets in. What they're trying to accomplish, seeking absolute autonomy to learn through direct experience. Wants to prove oneself by initiating change, but must evolve from me first to serve first. Lesson, temper instinct with wisdom. Survival is not the only goal. Elevation through disciplined action is. Ashwini Pada 2, 3:20, 6:40 Aries. Navamsha sign, Taurus Artha. Element, fire to earth. Expression, resource seeking, grounded drive. Natal attitude, still action-oriented, but now has an intense desire for resources, food, money, material comfort. Can be aggressive in pursuing wealth, often risking physical injury or karmic overreach. Navamsha inner world. Internally, this soul craves stability, sensuality, and accumulation. Taurus brings in Venusian tones, pleasure, luxury, but also stubbornness and entitlement. Their external impulsiveness masks an internal fear of scarcity. What they're trying to accomplish, seeking material validation of self-worth. They feel they must win the world through possession, often forgetting to share. Lesson, resources are not just for self-preservation, they're meant to uplift others too. Learning generosity is the key. Ashwini Pada 3, 6:40 to 10:00 Aries. Navamsha sign, Gemini comma, elements expression, self-interest and social exchange. Natal attitude, highly intelligent and socially shrewd. Uses words, charm, and energy to gain personal benefits, especially in relationships with siblings, friends, or in-laws. Can be confrontational, especially if asked to give without gain. Navamsha inner world. Gemini brings a dual, clever, communication-oriented mind. Internally, they are always calculating what's in it for me. Struggles with empathy, but excels in analysis and persuasion. What they're trying to accomplish, seeking mental control and transactional mastery in relationships. Life improves when they help third house figures without personal gain, siblings, neighbors, in-laws. Lesson, service without strategy purifies their karma. Help freely and the universe returns in kind. Ashwini Pada 4, 10:20 Aries, Navamsha sign, Cancer, Moksha, element, fire to water, expression, emotional impulses, mass karma, natal attitude. Highly ambitious, but often steps on others to get there. May steal intellectual property, copy others' work, or disrupt people who serve the masses, Cancer energy. Strong maternal karma, issues with the mother or becoming overly reactive in caregiving roles. Navamsha inner world. Despite outward aggression, the inner world is sensitive, emotional, and easily disturbed. Feels misunderstood or unseen by the masses, leading to overcompensation or manipulation. What they're trying to accomplish? Desperately seeking emotional validation through achievement, but their soul seeks peace through mass service. Lesson, peace arrives only when they stop pursuing selfish glory and start nurturing others, emotional healing through collective care. Summary, the evolving flame of Ashwini. Each Pada of Ashwini represents a different motivation. Pada 1, autonomy, learn to act with conscience. Pada 2, possession, learn to share and build sustainably. Pada 3, personal gain, learn altruism through service. Pada 4, emotional control, learn humility and healing. No matter the Pada, Ashwini natives are born to initiate, heal, and disrupt old systems. But how they go about it, and what lessons they need, depends entirely on which Navamsha sign holds their inner compass. The outer fire of Aries must always bow to the inner map, and that is where true evolution begins. Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Ashwini Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Examples and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint. Introduction, Why Planet Placement by Pada Matters. Previously, we explored the psychology of Ashwini's four padas. Now let's bring this to life with planetary examples. When a planet sits in a specific pada of Ashwini, its purpose, method, and karmic outcome shift, depending on the Navamsha sign, inner nature, it falls into. Below, each pada is explained with a planetary example to show what area of life it affects, what the person is trying to accomplish, the internal voice Navamsha, the karmic correction or evolution required. Ashwini Pada 1 to 20 Aries, Navamsha sign, Aries fire, Dharma Pada. Example, Mars in Ashwini Pada 1, outer behavior, bold, headstrong, impulsive, acts before thinking, inner drive, doubled Martian intensity, wants full freedom and speed. Natal house focus, e.g. third house, hyper-competitive with siblings, strong voice, courageous but confrontational. Karmic expression, learns through physical action, sometimes reckless, may suffer injuries or conflicts due to impatience. Correction path, channel raw action into protective or healing leadership, turn courage into structured service instead of domination. Ashwini Pada 2, 3 20 to 6 40 Hein Aries, Navamsha sign, Torath, Artha Pada. Example, Venus in Ashwini Pada 2, outer behavior, passionate in love, indulgent in wealth and appearance. Inner drive, desires stability, security, and aesthetic control. Natal house focus, e.g. second house, speech used to charm or manipulate, relationships rooted in material value. Karmic expression, hoards love, beauty, or resources without giving back, can become lazy or overly sensual. Correction path, practice graceful generosity. Use wealth and beauty to uplift, not just indulge. Ashwini Pada 3, 6040 to 10 Aries, Navamsha sign Gemini, Air Kamapada. Example, Mercury in Ashwini Pada 3, outer behavior, witty, fast-talking, smart but self-centered. Inner drive, wants intellectual control, skilled expression. Natal house focus, E5th house, great at speculation, stock trading, media, may manipulate children, students, or clients. Karmic expression, speaks for profit, not always for truth, exploits intelligence in relationships. Correction path, serve through teaching or mentoring without expectation. Use intellect to heal or uplift the collective mind. Ashwini Pada 4, 10 20 Aries, Navamsha sign, Cancer, water, Moksha, Pada. Example, Moon in Ashwini Pada 4, outer behavior, emotionally reactive, impulsive nurturer, inner drive, deep need for emotional validation and maternal connection. Natal house focus, e.g. 10th house, wants public validation but feels drained. Career choices often emotionally driven. Karmic expression, emotional manipulation or martyr complex. Issues with mother, women, or emotional exploitation. Correction path, heal others through nurture and compassion. Focus on mass healing, not personal gain. Bonus planetary combos across padas. Sun in Pada 1, Aries. Expression. Feels destined to lead, fiery charisma, risk, pride and dominance without listening. Karmic lesson, learn humility through service-based leadership. Saturn in Pada 2, Aries Taurus. Expression, hardworking but slow starter, karma of poverty or debt, risk, hoarding and stinginess. Karmic lesson, earn through discipline and share without fear. Jupiter in Pada 3, expression, excellent teacher or preacher, risk, speaks of virtue but lacks follow-through. Karmic lesson, align wisdom with action. Rahu in Pada 4, Aries Cancer. Expression, seeks emotional control over masses. Risk, steals emotions, ideas, or attention. Karmic lesson, transform desire for fame into collective caregiving. Tash summary, the evolution of intention across Ashwini's padas. Pada 1, Aries Navamsha, seeks raw action and independence, needs discipline and conscious direction. Pada 2, Taurus Navamsha, seeks comfort and resource gain, needs generosity and ethical grounding. Pada 3, Gemini mental gratification, clever wins, needs service through transparent communication. Pada 4, Cancer Navamsha, seeks emotional safety and power, needs humble healing, nurturing the collective. Closing thought, the hidden voice behind every action. When interpreting any Ashwini planet, always ask, what is it doing, Rashi? Where is it coming from internally, Navamsha? What is it trying to fix or complete karmically? That's where astrology becomes soul work, not just prediction. Next in this series, we'll uncover the karmic tension and gifts within Bharani Nakshatra's four padas, where creation and destruction dance at the edge of desire.